those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. And it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. In 1787, I'm told, our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world around. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out. They wanted a land of liberty. And the preamble goes like this.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
We're back, and now we come to the all-important part of our competition here in the Miss America pageant 1973. As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts. And here comes our first contestant now, Miss Indiana, Sophie Pauls. Sophie, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Just kidding, Sophie. Now let's get down to the first question. I want you to listen closely and think carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Oh.
That was just to loosen you up, Sophie. We just wanted you to feel a little more at ease here. I could tell you were a little nervous, and of course, that's an old joke. Of course, Grant was buried in Grant's tomb. So let's go on to the first of our important questions, Sophie. We want you to answer with grace and with poise and with dignity, if you please, by simply raising your skirt. Just kidding again, Sophie, trying to get you more at ease. Now, Sophie, here's the question. A man with three oranges walks up to a man with two apples. He pulls out of his hat one orange and throws it at the car next door. The man with the two apples looks back at the man with the two oranges now and says, "Where is your orange?" The man who once had three oranges says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. Very good, Mary Ellen. We're very happy to have had you here, and we'll see you after the show. Now let's move on to our next contestant from Puerto Rico, Mrs. Carla Calla. And isn't she a lovely, dark young lady? Carla, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel very wonderful tonight.
Well, Carla, you look just wonderful. And what is that on the top of your head, Carla? Is that hair?
No, that's my crown from my home state.
That's your crown. Well, Carla, this, of course, is a rare occasion for us to have a black contestant on the show. And we just thought we'd bring you here because, well, we want the whole country to see that we do use black people on the show. Okay, Carla. Now, here's your first question. If President Nixon said to you, Carla, I don't like you, tomorrow on the Senate floor in front of thousands of other Negroes, what would you say?
I would say that's okay because I have enough love for both of us.
Well, Carla, you certainly do have enough love for both of us, and I really thank you for being here. And let me just get my hand out of there. Okay, thank you, Carla. Thank you. Okay, Carla Callum. Now let's get our next contestant down here, and it's Mr. Missouri. Mr. Missouri, Mr. Peter Kala. Peter, how are you? You look just great. How do you feel?
My dad never let me have anything fun like fireworks. Who never had a good time with a firework? Come on, raise your hook hand so we can see you. Come on, get it up there. You know what he would give us? Sparklers. Sparklers. Sparklers are the gay cousin of the firework family. I think a flashlight is more dangerous than a sparkler. My friend's got M80s, bottle rockets, ammonia nitrate, manure, rented van. They're blowing up, getting things done. I'm walking around with the sparkler like the Special Olympic torch boy. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Mama said if I'm good, I can lick the bowl. That's how you queer up a young boy. All that bowl licking. Finish your chores and you can lick the bowl. Come on now, lick a bowl, lick a bowl, lick a bowl, lick a pair of man's hairy balls. Where does it end? River dance, that's where it ends. And that's partly queer with a chance of fag.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine, just
I'm not afraid to nothing like the face of a kid eating a Hershey bar. There's nothing like it you'll ever see. A face as happy as it can be. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar.
Again. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like I'm on a flight back to my hometown tonight. Something stops me every time. The DJ plays my song and I feel alright. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding in my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah.
I want to go to that party. I really do. 617-627-3800 is the old number that doesn't work anymore. 855-915-WMFO is the new number that works. 855-915-9636. If you want to call in and make a request, I actually only got time for one or two more requests. I've got the 1812 Overture coming up, which I play mostly each year, at least some rendition of it here on Time Travel. I've been doing this show for, this will be my 12th year in here for your July 4th shows, and almost missed it this year. I was going to head up to the beach And I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to go do my show. I got some things done around the house, and I went to the beach last week. I'm going to go to the beach a little bit later and enjoy myself. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful third, and we're playing songs on the fourth on the third on Time Travel here. Last year, we played songs on the second of about the fourth. Anyway, it's 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and make a request. I think I'm going to play a little Beach Boys block for you, too, since talking about the beach a little bit. I went to the beach last week. I went to Provincetown. I went to I went down to Chatham, and I went over to Nantucket and saw all the billionaires. As my father likes to say, the millionaires are on Martha's Vineyard. The billionaires are on Nantucket. And I saw the most beautiful people ever on Nantucket. It looked like a bunch of elves from Lord of the Rings have gotten together and made the most beautiful creatures in the world there, which tells you if you're a beautiful person, money and fame go hand in hand. So if you're ugly, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. Just stay home and eat some fruit and, you know, jazzercise, whatever you do. Anyway, happy fourth here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, high atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts. This next one is for the state of New Hampshire, because somewhere along the line, New Hampshire decided they wanted to go country. And it's full of a bunch of hicks. So this one, I love this song. It's Kid Rock here on Time Travel.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that beast jumping down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling blues to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the moon smiling.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell the tin from a mile away.
You'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
a cowboy, baby, with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy,
West Coast chillin' with the moon flying.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell a pig from a mile away.
Cowboy, baby.
Yeah, nothing like being a drunken hick cowboy. You can only do it in America. I guess you can do it somewhere else. But Kid Rock did it here first. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Happy 4th on the 3rd. Go to, if you like fireworks, and you like to see fireworks gone wrong. I'm watching this top firework fails on the YouTube, and it's hilarious. Go see that. There's about 25 people now in my life. I'd love to see them just fly away on a bottle rocket. I would say blow their face off, but I've mellowed this year in 2019. It's part of getting older. It's part about letting things go. But I'd love to see them fly away into the moon on a large bottle rocket, if that's at all possible, which I think is if you watch the ultimate firework fails. Time Travel with Chris Earl is out there on the Facebook, and I broke Facebook today, so thank you for that. I broke it, and it's coming back up right now. I'm gonna put it back up in just a minute here. I decided to download everybody's photos in the nation, and they'll be back shortly. I've taken some, and I'm creating files for each and every one of you just to update my security. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. What's wrong with you? It's July 3rd. I bet you like everybody's on the road now, stuck in traffic. Oh, if anybody going to Esplanade tonight, that looks pretty good. It's Queen Latifah, and it's Arlo Guthrie, who's about 107 years old. And Queen Latifah's, you know, she was a rap artist, but now she's a queen. Apparently, she's been a queen her whole life. I went to UMass Amherst, and Queen Latifah was supposed to come out for the spring concert. And you know what she did? She went to New York. She went to Amherst, New York. So the Beastie Boys, who were supposed to headline, ended up coming up early because of Queen Latifah. I guess she's a queen, so she went up at the end. And by that point, we were all sick of her. And then you're going to Amherst, New York. UMass Amherst. I mean, come on. Come on. Biggest party place in the county. The county. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. I got a few more requests coming your way, including this one from ELO.
town and live in a small town.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh,
there's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
It's the most patriotic show you'll ever hear. It is Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. I went by Wilmington tonight, and they got this little fair set up. They got all kinds of, like, the roller coaster that they, like, fold up. It's like a little Erecta set that they put together, and they got like a little shooting gallery, I think. Well, actually, they probably don't have. They have that, the Sea of Balls, probably the Sea of Balls. They got a big slide up there. They got Feed Big Bertha, where you throw the things, they shoot the water in the clown's mouth, things like that. Looks fun. Looks fun. Looks like there's cotton candy down there, and you know, whatever they're going to do. But they always do a big to-do there in Wilmington. I kind of like Wilmington. I went to the fireworks there over the past few years, and they've been pretty good. Also up at the beach tonight, right now, it's happening right now, 6 o'clock, there's like wiener dogs dressed up as hot dogs over at Salisbury Beach. I'm looking at that, I'm like, wow, that's cool. If I got up there early, I'd be going to the Wiener Dog Festival and then have some hot dogs. There's like a dollar hot dog thing going on tomorrow somewhere at another beach. I don't know. I'm not your news guy. You know, I don't do the news. I like to play music and just complain about things and mostly talk about my day and what I think. That's what I like to do here on Time Travel. I like to educate as well as entertain. This next one is from ABC's Schoolhouse Rock. Well, it's actually Disney's Schoolhouse Rock now because Disney is buying everything. Pretty soon they'll be a nation of their own. This is the Great American Melting Pot. Yeah.
Body grows bigger.
Your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
'cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block on your favorite Schoolhouse, Schoolhouse Rock.
My grandmother came from Russia, a satchel on her knee. My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country
by the English,
but also by the Germans, Dutch, and French.
The principle still sticks, our heritage is mixed.
So any kid could be the president.
You simply melt right in. It doesn't matter what your skin, it doesn't matter where you're from or your religion. You jump right into the great American melting pot. Great American melting pot. Ooh, what a stew. Of honest pay, those 19th century immigrants sailed to reach the USA. Lovely Lady Liberty with her book of recipes and the finest one she's got is the Great American Melting Pot. The Great American Melting Pot. What good ingredients, liberty and immigrants? They brought the country's customs, their language and their ways. They filled the factories to the soil, helped build the USA. Go on and ask your grandma, hear what she has to tell.
Yeah.
treaties of thee.
Today.
Sweet land of liberty.
Today.
Of the I sing.
Today.
Of the I sing.
Don't just have a great night, have an American night.
Time Travel with Chris Earle. Happy 4th, everybody. It's the 4th on the 3rd here on Time Travel.
Tomorrow.
everybody. Happy 4th on the 3rd from Time Travel with Chris Earle here on WMFO at Medford, Massachusetts. I'm usually here every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. I won't be here for the next few weeks. I got some stuff going on. I didn't think I was going to make it in here today, but I'm like, hey, I got to do my 4th show. I got to do it. So I moved some stuff around and I was able to come in here today. And I'd like to leave you with Tchaikovsky. Anybody who's gone to the Boston fireworks, this is it. You know, this is when all the big stuff happens. And it's the 1812 Overture. This one has cannons in it. You're going to enjoy it. Everybody have a happy 4th. Get your burger. Have your favorite drink. Spend some time with your friends and family. Or just do it alone. You can do that too. Have some fun. I love the 4th. It's my second favorite holiday after Halloween. So go out and spend some time. It's our holiday, America. It's only ours. Go out and enjoy it. It's a day we have off in the beautiful summertime. Have a great night, everybody. I will see you in a few weeks. Again, from Time Travel with Chris Earle. Happy 4th, and enjoy yourself. Stay safe. At least to all my friends and family, stay safe out there. You know, any of my enemies, go blow your face off. I don't care. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. So I have to leave it with that. I like to leave the balance there for July 4th. But honestly, man, go out and check out the Ultimate Fails firework compilation. I ended up posting it on the Facebook. It is funny. And it is great. Enjoy your 4th, everybody. Here's Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.